You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2MTL podcast number 301 for the 7th of April, reviewing The Rings of Akhaten, or at least trying to make sense of it. Okay, question for y'all. What connects the minor Marvel Comics superhero character Machine Man with the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey? The answer relates to this week's Doctor Who episode. Honest, I swear. You see, Machine Man was created by the legendary artist Jack Kirby as part of a monthly comic book series that adapted and then expanded upon the movie 2001. Now, would you imagine a superhero robot with stretchable arms and legs having come from the same universe as HAL 9000, the Monolith, the Discovery, and other elements from this seminal hard science fiction film? I wouldn't, but Kirby did. In the same way, I don't think most fans and creators would imagine something like The Rings of Akhaten when thinking of potential Doctor Who stories, but writer Neil Cross did, and the result is bizarre. It's Doctor Who as almost literally mythical. There's no sciencey effort to explain how this grandfather god parasite planet or star works, how the mummified creature alarm clock works, how lullabies and stories placate them. We're not even entirely clear whether the Doctor and Clara's space motorcycle is supposed to be flying through a vacuum. This is a strangely operatic story, and I'm not just talking about the choral singing. It's almost a kind of tone poem, asking the audience to intuit the Society of Akhaten, the nature of Grandfather's threat, and above all, the character of Clara Oswald. The thing is, intuition and Doctor Who don't often go well together. If fans aren't given a literal explanation, more or less within show continuity, you know, how something happens, they typically dismiss the episode as, quote, not making sense. In a lot of ways, The Rings of Akhaten doesn't make sense. It's the most atypical episode of New Who since Love and Monsters. It looks like a Jack Kirby or Neil Gaiman comic come to life. Fanciful, not grounded. It's unbelievable, unrealistic, messy. And yet, I kind of liked it. For small reasons, like the wonderful performances of and between Jenna Louise Coleman and young Amelia Jones, and for big reasons, such as the sheer audacious scope of the story. As a comic book fan from way back, I'm used to mixing styles that don't otherwise go together. Science fiction and magic and shambling horror, all in the same superhero universes. The Rings of Akhaten doesn't really belong in Doctor Who. And for a lot of fans, that's probably a deal breaker. And yet, the fact that they tried something so breathtakingly different reassures me that the format hasn't gone stale. Doctor Who can continue to surprise us. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast 301. More episodes are at twominutetimelord.com, and I'm on social media at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Catch you next time when I will, I promise, get around to talking about David Tennant and Billy Piper.